Hey guys, it's Toga Party, take 57. You can go on a green light when you're ready.
Toga, toga, toga! Gather round, centurions and servant girls alike. This very Saturday, Old Londinium witnesses the greatest spectacle since the last sea battle at the Circus Maximus. A toga party to out-toga them all.
Hail Caesar! Toga!
But bring your sea legs, soldiers, because this time we're partying while we float. That's right. Welcome to the Galleon of Fun. Nobody leaves. Moored up to Greenwich Reach as I speak is the vessel that will sail us all to Mount Olympus. Do you want to be the one to tell your grandkids you weren't there? What we do in this life echoes in eternity, pups, with me, Loidus Maximus, your MC for the night.
Hail Loidus!
Shot Girls!
Giant Bubble Makers!
The Wolf Creek Blotto Band!
Hogan and his Toga Bogans!
Hail! Hail! Crews start at 11 a.m. You know the place. Don't be late. And soldiers, dress Romano!
Hail Loidus! Hail Loidus! Hail! Hail! Hail!
Thanks, guys.
Graham, we just need one more. That's much better, Johnston, but could you give it a bit more on the hails this time? Just for Jono's stuff, I was fine. I'm just saying I didn't find Graham very professional.
He's not professional. That's the whole point of pirate radio.
Well, you say that, but how's he going to get anywhere in the big wide world with an attitude like that?
There you go. Latte, mate, one cinnamon, one sour.
One more stamp for a full loyalty card, by the way. Great morning. Everything on schedule and now 30 minutes relaxation. Jono, let's talk about something else other than work. Oh, I can't. That's the thing. It's just energised me so much. I should have got a job ages ago. And I think you'll agree the future of this enterprise is intriguing. I've got ideas, okay? I see wakeboarders, some kind of huge whale that blows out water and swims along by the boat, helicopters. Anyhow, Jono, I have something to ask you. Yes, I'm the front man, the man with the mic, but do you think I can do it alone? No, Jono, I want you to be my senator, my backup, my eyes, my ears, and crucially, the supporting role of Caesar during the Ides of March sketch. It's not a big role, but it's crucial.
Look, Lloydie, listen, I'm really pleased that you found something.
Oh, God,
that seems
no, it's prams. Curse of Nero's. They shouldn't let them in. They take up half the cafe yapping on all afternoon.
It's fine,
we're just mate. Trying to have a meeting. And, oh, God, one of them's heading over towards us. Spread out onto the other table. Spread out onto the other table. Jono, quick, save it.
Is this table taken?
Well, we were hoping a couple
no,
of friends.
It's absolutely fine.
Thank you. Would you mind, actually, if I just popped the pram here and left Esme with you while I go to the counter?
No problem.
It's not ideal.
I won't be a moment. I'll see you in a minute, Esme. Be good, sweetheart.
Okay.
At your service. Actually, I was planning on doing some au pairing. It's racist. She looks down on us because we're Australian, and somewhere deep in her DNA, she sees us as criminal class baby minders. Half a mind to nick the baby and prove she's right.
Hello, Esme. You all right?
Mate, at that age, they don't respond so much to words as sounds and movements. Esme. There you go. Now we've got her attention.
Mate, you're freaking her out. You don't click your fingers at him.
She looks pretty big to be in a pram. She's freeloading. I know it, aren't you, Esme? Yeah. You can walk, but you prefer to ride. Is that it?
Look, she wants to play with your card. There you go, Esme.
Mate, that's my loyalty card. Don't give
mate,
it to her. Give me that, Esme. Do you know how many stamps I've got? I've got not. Mate, give me Esme. Yeah.
Bye.
It's just Esme's got my loyalty card.
I was... Oh, hi, babe!
Mate.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I don't know if you heard me. I said Esme's got my loyalty card.
Lloydie, listen. I can't do Saturday. Can't do it.
Okay, I want you to make the last thing you said not exist anymore.
I'm sorry, but it's just, you know, things have been kind of tricky with Lekka after that whole Big Ben incident, and she's made it clear that, you know, work has to be done, and I've put together a little dinner and opera package, which looks like
there
a winner.
There's so many levels this does not work on. I don't know where to start. Okay, one, what about me? Two, what about the Toga Galleon? Three, opera dinner package. There was a time when we'd have consulted thoroughly on this kind of thing, but you've gone and booked it now. How'd you know you got it right?
What are you talking about?
I guess now I know how it feels to be a parent. You give and give, and just when you need one thing...
Lloydie.
Not a word. I'll get my stuff from Lagers.
Oh, come on, Lloydie. Maybe I can...
Hey, Esme. Don't trust anyone. They'll stab you in the back. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Where's that card? Going to enjoy that free latte, are you? You like Nero's, do you? Esme, you know what the Emperor Nero did to his sister's baby when he found out she'd betrayed him?
Mate, okay. I'll call Lerka and just check if we can move the opera. I'm just going to put my toe in the water, though. No more. I'm not going to start bullying her.
No. I shall stand before my people alone.
No. I'll call her, okay? I'll check. But you're unbelievable.
Don't worry, John. I'm sure Lager will be cool with it.
I don't know. I just don't like leaving an answer phone message about something like that. You know, it's better to actually talk when it's something serious, like hinting to your girlfriend that you might be pulling out of the very high-stakes date at the opera you've been planning for weeks. Even hinting at that kind of thing can have bad results. Such a spectacle. I'm not so sure about the modern dress, though. What do you think?
Ah, shame Lager couldn't climb down off the old Cabillo Alto. She'd have loved this. But my gain. This stuff's great. Look at them. Did you say they did the ballet here too?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't want one of these blokes to turn up on the wrong night, eh? Not big on movement, are they? Anyhow, listen, back to business. I was thinking that once everyone's on board, I'll address them from the prow, okay? That's the front.
Could you keep it down, mate?
You know, I was actually pleased when they postponed the boat till Wednesday because I knew you wanted to see this.
Oh, wait. Did you say Wednesday?
Yeah, why?
That's the night the Socceroos are playing.
They've got a big screen on board. It's part of the whole night. We're theming it in. The screen is Maximus. We'll watch the game, then go toga again when we win. Double party.
We won't win.
What? Why?
The jinx. I can't have anything to do with a large body of water when an Australian team are playing. You know this. Not the sea. Not a lake. Definitely not a river.
Oh, come on. That was years ago.
You want to jinx us, do you? You want to jinx your country's fledgling soccer side, Greg?
Oh, come on, what about when you couldn't be in a car when we were playing in 02?
Yeah, that's right. Look what happened.
Yeah, but we bombed after that. World Cup.
Yeah, but that's because I didn't readjust the system to include public transport. I didn't check in with the Jinx Master, the Jinx Gods. Sorry, Lordy, not coming.
You stabbed me again. I read once that the Romans used to burn the things they held most dear in a great fire to appease the gods. Maybe we could reverse the jinx that way.
Okay. We'll give it a go.
I'd like to have put my loyalty card in, but Esme's got it, hasn't she? Still, the ruse suit should work. Need to get rid of it anyway. Evidence.
Look, Lerka's going to be back soon, and I don't know how she's going to take to her garden being used for a Roman sacrifice.
Oh, jinx gods! Release your subject, Jono. Neil, Jono. He has surely done his penance. Oh, gods whose powers within the minds of men are so awesome. I need him on the barge on Wednesday. He is my centurion, my prince, my brother. He's also cast in the role of Caesar to my Brutus. I'll just bloody come, Jono.
Nah, I'm not feeling it. This hasn't worked.
Three times he betrays me.
Welcome to the Boat of Joy, slaves and soldiers alike. Come in out of the rain and join me as I say toga, toga, toga. And now everyone's finished the complimentary shot. Look, ladies and gentlemen, Big Ben on the left there. Big deal, probably can't see through the rain anyhow. Just huddle together, okay, everyone, to keep warm.
Let me just turn around, mate.
No, we can't go back because it's chartered. Anyhow, without any further ado, the double act you've all been waiting for, the Ides of March. Although, unfortunately, it won't be a double act due to a mate of mine being sub-crap, so I'll be playing all the parts, which isn't easy on this one. This mate of mine, Jono, he was going to play the other part. I won't go into it, okay? It's a long story, but suffice to say, I'm now playing all the characters, which includes the horse at the end. Ladies and gentlemen, travel back in time with me to spring B.C. 44. The Senate in Rome. We meet our characters on the piazza. Hail Caesar. Hail Brutus. Join me for a cappuccinus.
Oh, Jono, where are you?
I will, Brutus Loidius, and make mine a grander.
Jono, what are you doing here?
Our sacrifice worked, but it appealed to the weather gods, which is why it's raining. Anyway, they owed me a favour from a separate jinx, and that's...
Hey, whatever, how did you get here?
Oh, mate, I'd do anything for this act. You know that.
We will now continue the scene with the original cast.
Okay, Jono, do your speech. Friends, Romans, country...
Sorry, Caesar. It's only business.
Jono, I can see your chest moving. Hold your breath.
Now that's what I call a grande. Okay, release the lions. Let's get this party underway.
Dawn over the Thames. What a night. And now, heading for dry land with no fatalities.
Okay, toga's back on. We're about to reintegrate into society, Romans. If you want any breakfast tips in the Waterloo area, you can see me.
You came, Jono. You risked the wrath of the gods. You really are a mate.
And you nailed it with the horse, mate.
Oh, thanks, mate. I've been practicing the French accent.
Well, they loved it.
Hey, Jono, look.
On the riverbank. Do you recognise those women?
Where?
There!
Yeah, but Esme's good as gold. She loves power plumbing, don't you, sweetheart? It's surprisingly quiet at this time.
Hey, you, women! Oh. Power plumbers! I can see you.
Is that man shouting at us? I think so. Is he in a toga?
Esme, I know you can hear me, and I know you've still got my loyalty card. You will be punished. If not in this life, then the next. Nine stamps, Esme. One more for the latte.